Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Blaine Arthur as we talk with her about her letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue here in just a moment.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Hey cattlemen, more producers use Cydectin, Moxidectin, than any other Poron cattle dewormer. It's the number one selling branded cattle dewormer on the market, providing broad spectrum control of 33 parasite species and stages. So treat your cattle with Cydectin this season, because you have nothing to lose except parasites. Visit your local retailer or go online to BayerLivestock.com for more information. Remember to keep Cydectin out of reach of children. Back on the 1st of April, 147 members of Congress wrote Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue asking him to prioritize help for cattle producers out of that CARES Act $9.5 billion pot of money for corona relief. They say we recognize there's a need for immediate assistance for our cattle producers. Ag groups have been following up since that time, and now Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur has added her voice to that call to quickly help the beef cattle industry. She offers an additional perspective in that she and her husband have a beef cattle operation.
Well, Ron, what we're really encouraging the secretary to do is to remember that our beef producers not only are having a challenging time right now because of the COVID-19 situation, but there's certainly been some challenging times for several years for a lot of our beef producers. I would say of all the calls and questions and emails that we get, the majority of those are from our beef producer group about, you know, there's not any product in the grocery store and the prices are not reflecting that to the producers. And we certainly know how the beef supply chain works is a very unique and complicated thing, but we want to encourage Secretary Perdue and USDA to really take a good look at how this is impacting all of our beef producers and has been for some time.
As to how to get some assistance out to cattle producers quickly,
I think there's some opportunities there for producers to work directly with their FSA offices and maybe mimic some programs that we have seen in the past that give some immediate relief to those beef producers. But really, we know that our folks, our friends there at USDA, are creative in the ways that they put those programs together. We just want to make certain that our beef producers are not lost in the mix as they're working on that programming and deciding how to dole out those funds.
In the letter, Secretary Arthur also indicated that she supports USDA's renewed investigation of the beef supply chain and the seeming disconnect between cash cattle prices and wholesale box beef prices.
We want USDA and certainly Secretary Perdue to really investigate all the pieces of that supply chain. We know that Americans certainly right now are wanting beef and are paying for that, and we're not seeing it there available at all times in the grocery stores and the situation that we're going through. So we highly encourage USDA to investigate that and see if there's any market manipulation occurring.
I know that you've kind of had an open door, digitally speaking, I guess, right now, when it comes to hearing from your constituents, from producers, including our beef cattle producers. You know, are you hearing anything in particular about, you know, the current situation all these guys find themselves in?
We absolutely are, Ron, and kind of the resounding theme that we hear from our beef producers is there is just not a margin left there, a profit margin left for them. And they're certainly very passionate about the work that they do. They care a lot about their livestock, specifically their cattle, and they want to do a good job and they want to produce that product that they know that consumers want on their table. And so very challenging times economically for everyone in the world, but certainly it's been some tough years for our beef producers, and this is just kind of adding to that stress. And for a lot of folks, for them having to make challenging decisions as to what the future looks like for them. And we are proud of all of our beef producers here in the state of Oklahoma, and we hope that USDA can find a way to get some resources to relieve some of that stress, and that we can kind of keep progressing down the road and allow them to be successful in the beef industry.
Of course, we don't want to see folks basically lose their operation because of really no fault of their own, because of this very extraordinary situation.
Without a doubt. There's no question, and I think we've all heard the word unprecedented a multitude of times, but I think that's the best way to phrase it. And we know that producers are being creative in how they're running their operations, and they're looking for ways to improve their efficiencies. They're adding technology at their place, and they're really working hard to find that profit margin. It's just kind of disappearing ahead of them. So we want those all farmers and ranchers to be successful, but specifically asking Secretary Perdue to pay some extra attention to our beef producers in the current economic situation we're all navigating through.
Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.